This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. How's everybody doing? All right, hope nobody is hung over from the weekend. Beautiful Monday morning where I live. Only one person called in today. I know it was Monday. You know, I get some text, you know, like last night at about 10 p.m. Oh, I got to call in. I'm not feeling good. I understand that. I understand how, you know, a lot of bosses will say, wait a second. You know, they're planning it out over the weekend that they're going to call in on Monday. So they wait to text you Sunday night because they're out of town. I don't know. If I'm sick, it really helps me knowing that I don't have to get up the next day early. You know, when I want to go to bed and I'm feeling bad, I don't want to think that I got to get up at 5:45 in the morning. You know, so I could see calling ahead on a Sunday night. It doesn't necessarily mean everybody's at Disneyland or, you know, everybody's hungover, etc. It doesn't necessarily mean that. It's very predictable. Mondays are like the number one day for people to call in. But I was in a good mood. I was pretty cool with it. I was like, you know what, no big deal. It's okay. You know, somebody calling in, we can make it work. I got great staff. The staff is used to somebody on Monday. It's almost like, who's calling in now? I don't know how to handle that. You know, how do I prevent that kind of stuff from happening? But I get it. Something happens to you guys on Sundays that makes you sick. I don't know what it is. See, Sundays aren't really a big drinking day, unless, of course, you're watching some football. So I don't know if I could blame that. I don't know if it's because you spend it with family, you know? Is it because we're just so damn depressed on Sunday? You know, I think there was a study, and it showed that the Wednesday is the most depressing day of the week. I guess hump day. Now, you know, I still want to know where hump comes from, please. I'm assuming it's because it's the middle of the week. You know, and then the week slides back down, hump, mogul, hill, I don't know. But anyway, so there was a study that Wednesdays would be, but see, for me, Sunday night, if it wasn't for the HBO shows like Game of Thrones or Boardwalk Empire, etc., I would not be looking forward to Sunday night. Because I feel like there's nothing you could do on a Sunday night because you got to get up early Monday. Sunday night is all about getting ready for Monday, getting the kids, you know, clothes ready, sewing up any holes in their pants. We always have to call family. Family always calls on a Sunday night to make sure you're alive from the weekend. Making sure there's gas in the car, making sure there's groceries for the week, and cleanup. So Sunday is my least fun day. Sunday morning is awesome. I love Sunday mornings, but Sunday night stinks. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe you guys are really, really depressed. I don't know. I mean, no, we had the Cowboys game yesterday. I missed it. But the Cowboys won. Not too bad. The Cowboys beat the Saints. I'm a huge Saints fan, but I'm more fans of Cowboys. So I was pretty happy about that, but I missed the game because, again, we were running around getting ready for Monday. So maybe this is what we need to do, okay? Especially for all you people that, you know, called in today and you're sitting there, you know, home going, who, I called in on a Monday. Realize you are not going to enjoy that call-in. You being home on a Monday is not fun. It's depressing. Because you know that when you go back into work on that Tuesday, it is going to be hell because everybody thinks you took a 3-day weekend. So what I would do is either get your doctor's note or, I don't know, maybe put on a bunch of self-tanner so you look orange or jaundiced or something. Because that Tuesday, you thought you were depressed Sunday night. Nah, you are going to be really depressed Monday night because now you got to go back on a Tuesday. So just don't do it. Just don't call in. Don't call in. Calling in stinks if you don't need it. If you do need it and you are sick, that's one thing. But if you don't, uh-uh. All right. Okay, so while everybody's kind of doing the dance for the Cowboys win, let's talk about some of the stories that we got today. Apparently, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is like one of the biggest diagnoses now of this millennium, can hamper school performance as early as second grade. Okay, and I always thought ADHD can bother your and disrupt your learning capabilities all along. But they say the study comes second grade. So I know you guys are looking for some real big exciting headlines today. I probably should have called in. I don't have a lot of good headlines. However, this is an exciting one. Scientists say they have been able to detect an early sign of pancreatic cancer. So for those of you freaking out that you may get pancreatic cancer, not bad. Scientists are doing something right. Then apparently there's a report that rape victims in Louisiana are being charged for hospital exams. Why don't we have government funding for rape exams? All right, don't we have that? I mean, what are we spending our money on? Then there's a gluten-detecting dog that has saved the life of a Michigan woman. I guess he's able to detect gluten. Who knew? And then this one, which is definitely going to, you know, spur a bunch of discussion, is pediatricians are endorsing IUDs and contraceptive implants for teenage girls. Because apparently a lot of these teenage girls aren't being in control of their birth control. Apparently teenagers these days, especially girls, I mean, when it comes to their periods, et cetera, need a little bit more help. You know, need, you know, smartphone apps, alarms, et cetera. I don't understand that. Yeah, I forgot taking my birth control a while back, but it was once in a blue moon thing. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, now this was an interesting email. All right. Okay, RF. Okay, he only gave his initials, but I think it's a guy. Doc, I think my ex-wife wants to get back together. She lost her job last year, and last night we slept together. Wait, why are you guys sleeping with your exes? We have two daughters. What should I do? I have learned to hate her over the past year. Is she getting with me for money? Oh, man. Okay. So I think what we're going to have to do, it looks like we're going to be coming up on break. All right, what to do when your ex crawls back into bed with you and what that could mean. Oh, that's a tough one. And how do you unhate your ex-wife? What do you need to do? So we're going to talk about that. Of course, any of you have stories very similar to this. I'd love to hear your story at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Is it worth hooking back up with your ex? Is the sex even that good? I mean, you know? See, that's what I'm afraid. If my husband ever left me, I don't know if he'd come back for sex. That would probably be the least thing. And he's sure not coming back for my cooking. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 26, 2014, gold opened at $12.1570. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.6041, $6.3021 for a half ounce, or $3.1510 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.6041, $6.3021, and $3.1510.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences.
I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all, though, for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, we are rolling into Breast Cancer Awareness Month this next month. And I got to put the squeeze on you guys to go and get your mammograms. So, and ladies. So, guys, if you have a breast lump, you do need a mammogram too. But yeah, for the most part, we're yelling at all the ladies to get the mammograms. So, you'll be hearing a lot about that in the next month. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a very, very long month. But, you know, it should be a very, you know, fun, bouncy month for a lot of us. So, got to make sure we get everybody checked. And I did my mammogram. Y'all have seen the picture. I went and got my mammogram done. Y'all can see the picture. I know my feet were in the view, but for the most part, you can see I get my mammogram done. And that's really the only point you need to take from that. A lot of you guys need medical advice. And I have been so happy to give it. I love it. But it's at the point now where I've had to start to organize a lot of the calls and podcasts, et cetera. So I have now a website on a ConnectPal where you are able to subscribe. And subscribers that subscribe to ConnectPal for a very, very tiny fee are going to be able to get a lot of goodies. And it helps me organize it, and it helps me, you know, organize. Okay, we're not going to talk about the very small fee, but the fee helps me organize, you see? Okay? All right, then you guys can get medical advice, et cetera. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than some other things out there, so please go to ConnectPal. I'm not trying to push it. I'm just trying to tell you guys that's where you're going to be able to start finding me. Pictures, videos, tutorials, teaching, and then just straight medical advice. You want to email me, get some medical advice, that's how we're going to start doing it. So, ConnectPal, look up Dr. Dahlia Show, and that's me, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so, however, I still like getting questions for our show, so please still keep them coming at drdahlia.com like this one, all right? Doctor, I think my wife wants to get back together. She lost her job last year, and last night we slept together. We have two daughters. What should I do? I've learned to hate her over the past year. Is she getting with me for money? Okay, first and foremost, okay, whether there's love involved or not, a relationship, a marriage, is a partnership, okay? People are going to benefit from the partnership, and sometimes the partnership is going to cause some liability, all right? Your job, first and foremost, is to figure out what's best for the kids, beyond what's best for you and what's beyond what's best for her. So, you know, I'm the wife, but if I was the husband, I would be really, really fearful, okay, of some other man raising my girls. Now, I'm not telling you this as a doctor. This is just me personally. I'll tell you what the doctor advice would be. From me personally, I would not be very, very excited about my ex-wife bringing a boyfriend home and he being the one to raise my kids, okay? You know, even though it happens, and many times it's very, very successful, all right, all I know is I would probably, you know, put aside any hatred I had or whatever to have that marriage work long enough for the kids to be able to get raised and then move out, be on their own, etc. So I don't know how old your daughters are, but if they're young, I know I would probably want more parent, more of a parenting role and more parenting control. You know, once you start having boyfriends and girlfriends and people sleeping over, etc., you now don't have a closed system, you have an open system. And as a father, I would be concerned about that. And as a mother, I would be just going through conniptions. Can you imagine if Corey left me and he met up with some hoochie mama, and now she is trying to raise my baby boys, and she is hugging them and having their heads up to her fake bosom. And I would be like, oh my gosh, witch, out of here. I would be all over that. Now, I'm not saying I want you to fake any sort of relationship with your ex-wife, but if you guys are already sleeping together, then obviously you could stand 45 seconds together. I mean, how long do we really spend time with our husbands and wives? Okay, sometimes, you know, you know, I love my husband to death. He loves me. But I could always tell when it's just a little bit too much time that we're spending together, you know? You know, because he's like, I just got to get out of the house. I got to do something different, okay? I can't be watching Orange is the New Black reruns over and over and over again. Let me just go. I'll go to Home Depot, or I'll go shooting, or to the shooting range, you know, do some man type stuff. I'm like, okay, you go do your man stuff because you're so manly, and I'll be here when you're back. Okay, so he's happy and he goes. Now me, I'm the opposite, okay? When I can't stand, I don't want to say can't stand, but when I got to like leave and get away from my husband, I go to the office. I'm like, you know what? I got work to do. I got, you know what? Okay, I can't handle this. Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, you're just a little too emotional and a little too mood swingy for me. So I got to go to work. I don't say that, but I got to go to work. I got a lot of paperwork, and then I'll hook up with you later. And then we're all fine. everything's good. So you guys do that. Everybody pretends, oh no, I can spend 24/7 with my wife of 20 years. No, you can't. Quit lying. Alright, so we all have our little outs, and those are very important. You gotta make sure your spouses have outs. Okay? Extremely important. Alright, so you got a couple kids. Now she's coming over. You guys are sleeping together. Alright, I don't know how she would take the hookup, but if it were me, I would think we are back together and renewing our vows, because that's sex. That's like some real, real stuff. You may look at it as a hookup. Maybe she does, but for me, that would mean real. So if we shared a bed again, that would mean we're back together. So I hope you thought that through. You may hate her, but don't be having sex with people you hate. Okay, now if you're like, well, all right, you know, maybe I do want her back. Maybe I do have feelings, but is she only coming back to me because she lost her job? Could be. I mean, that's what we're all thinking, right? Okay, but, I mean, doesn't matter. Okay, I mean, a lot of couples, you don't want to think that your spouse is with you just for the money. Okay, but remember, that's not why you're with your spouse. You're with your spouse for a variety of reasons. You're with your spouse because, well, one, you could get sex, although most of the time once you get married, the sex drops. But, okay, you're with your spouse because you have a family and you're trying to have a cohesive unit and you want a nest. I mean, if she's going to make a nest for the girls, okay, and that nest is going to be free of other, you know, jaybirds coming in. Alright, if she is helping you support that nest, making that nest happen, alright, you know, that I wouldn't mind taking the ex-wife back. It all depends on what she did to you or you did to her to cause a split. If you guys just kind of, you know, grew old with each other, or just, you know, got sick of each other, get some marriage counseling and figure out how to make it work. You got kids involved. Alright, but I mean, if she threatened to kill you, no. If she threatened to hurt the kids, no. Okay, there's no reason. If she cheated on you, that's a whole other issue. Because again, why would you take her back for the whole nest? Even if she can't work, it doesn't matter if a wife can work or not. Okay, if you have one partner taking care of the kids and the other one not, you guys will figure out how to make it work. All right? They don't have to be working. I mean, you know, so, and ask her. I mean, you could have this conversation. You don't want to have it just, you know, alone. You can have it from a marriage counselor. Go, look, you know, you've been gone for a year, all right? You know, the divorce sucked. You lost your job, and now you're back. I want the truth. Even if it's you can't live by yourself or alone, I want to know the truth, because if we are going to live together, I need to know where we stand. Okay, don't be faking this. Don't be whatever. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're so handsome. Oh, I love you. Okay, well, then good. All right, but you can have that conversation. Remember, you guys already divorced. Okay, you got nothing to lose. Have the conversation to find out and go, you know, look, if you do get a job, doesn't mean you're leaving. Okay, the kids come first. Do you regret leaving? You know, are we going to live separated? What? So I really am for the whole honesty thing. Okay, even though when my husband gets on my nerves, I don't tell him that. You know, I just leave. But I think he knows, you know, because I'm like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. I'm leaving. Bye. So, I don't know. That's what I would suggest. Okay, get a marriage counselor involved. If you can't mediate it on your own, find out what the real reason she's coming back for. Okay? If she's like, how dare you think that? He goes, no, look, I'm just looking at the facts, because if we're going to go back into a relationship, I want to know you're not leaving again. Okay? I mean, you know, I've learned to not, you know, be in love with you anymore. If I'm supposed to fall back in love with you, I need to know I'm not going to get hurt. That's honest. And the girl's gonna be like, oh, really? You're gonna fall back in love with me? Ooh. You know? So it could really be a positive experience. Okay? And then, let me know, please. I wanna know what happened. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Oh, you bet I do. You ain't lying. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Shaky Boo is in the house. Hey, Shaky Boo. Yeah, one of my little kitty cats came to the studio with me. Oh, he's so handsome. So handsome. He doesn't like me. Cats are, like, really, really mean. You know, but dogs aren't. Dogs are really, really sweet. And check out this dog here. There was a gluten-detecting dog who was a lifesaver for a Michigan woman. Oh, my gosh. And look at that puppy dog. Oh, such a cute puppy dog. Apparently, last Christmas Eve, Dawn Shu set a bag of groceries on the floor of the kitchen in her home in Gregory, Michigan. Okay? She got busy putting them away. her dog immediately started pawing at the back of the legs. And I guess her dog's name was Willow. So she said, Willow, quit. I really commend you guys for actually sticking to the names of your animals. See, I don't even know what my animals' names are anymore because I call them Ninny Tushy, Fluffy Tushy, Stupid Tushy, Lovey Dovey, Sacudito. I call them everything but their names. I really don't even know what their formal names are. But anyway, so she called her dog Willow. And Willow, she goes, Willow, quit. Huh, very nice. I'd be like, wait, stop it. Shoo admonished the German short-haired pointer. From the other room, her husband yelled, is she indicating? Now, indicating, I don't know. It's probably a term for dog menstruation. I don't know. Shoo froze. Is that what's going on? Was her service dog, this has been reported by Detroit Free Press, warning her that something in the grocery bag contained gluten? So I guess indicating is the dog indicating that something's going on. Boy, I tell you, these people have very, very interesting ways of speech and discourse. My husband and I wouldn't be talking like that to each other. They're like, shut up, quit yelling at the dog, woman. Don't call me woman. You act more like a woman than I do, woman. Anyway, okay, so Shu, the lady, okay, suffers from celiac disease. So she called the dog back into the kitchen and ordered the dog, Willow, to check. Once again, Willow began to paw, this time at a bag that she thought contained gluten-free chips. But the bag Miss Shu had grabbed in a hurry actually had gluten-packed crackers. So they had gluten in them. I know. They said this was the first time that Willow actually saved his mama, her mama, from ingesting a substance that could have made her, if she really does have celiac disease, pretty damn sick. Because you're not supposed to eat gluten. Now, apparently this Willow dog, a gorgeous dog. I could give that dog kisses and kisses and kisses all day long. Willow, I guess, is just a handful of service dogs in the U.S. right now trained to detect gluten. Now, remember gluten is this protein that's found in wheat, barley, rye. People think it's a carbohydrate. It's a protein found in the wheat. Okay, so weeds have protein. But, yeah. All right. So, good dog. Okay. Now, should you train your dogs? I mean, are your dogs any good when it comes to health? Well, ABC News had a story a couple years back on 7 ways dogs can help your health. I mean, for me, I would say the biggest thing is exercise because I have to clean their poo-poo all over the place. They do poo-poo here, they do poo-poo there, they do pee-pee here, pee-pee there. They make a mess, they go into the cat food, then they eat the cat poo-poo. So I'm running around and yelling and screaming and I get all worked up into a sweat and a huffy for my dogs. So as far as I'm concerned, that then is, exercise enough. But according to the study here, they say dogs may be good for you for your health, and there's at least 7 different reasons. This is research coming from the University of California, San Francisco. They did, in a study of mice, researchers found that the house dust from homes with dogs worked to protect against a common cold strain, the respiratory syncytial virus. This is very, very interesting. All right? They say animals fed house dust from dog-owning homes did not exhibit the usual symptoms of RSV, like the mucus production and lung inflammation. In fact, they said their symptoms were comparable to animals that weren't exposed to the virus in the first place. Well, RSV could be fatal to young babies. That's why there's been a lot of talk of maybe having an animal in the house before the baby's born. This way the baby gets used to the dander, etc. I'd be a little nervous if you have a very highly allergic type of household where, you know, a bunch of you guys have allergies and, you know, mom, dad are allergic to dogs. I'd be a little nervous about them bringing the baby in. But there's definitely been some talk. They say also dogs and cardiovascular health, because there's been studies looking at owning a dog, lower cholesterol and high blood pressure. We think it's probably because of the exercise, etc. A study published in the American Journal of Cardiology found that male dog owners were less likely to die within 1 year after a heart attack than those who did not own a dog. So if a loved one has a heart attack, get them a dog, but kind of an easy, easy, you know, dog that kind of takes care of themselves, licks themselves, things like that, you know, because somebody with a heart attack doesn't have time to, you know, take care of a dog. However, dogs show love, and you got to make sure you give love back. Okay, you can't just have a dog just for you. You got to give love back. Dogs help with anxiety. Apparently, there was a study out of the Medical College of Virginia that hospitalized patients with mental health issues, if they had therapy with animals, it significantly reduced their anxiety levels. If I'm in a bad mood, all right, even though it's usually one of my animals that puts me into a bad mood, one of the other animals cheers me up. So I think it's very, very important to have those animals around. And then loneliness. You know, sometimes we just get lonely, especially the elderly. They become very, very isolated and lonely. Researchers in Australia have found that dogs improve the well-being of residents by promoting their capacity to build relationships. Now, older people start to, bond, and they learn to love again. And, you know, because some older people get grumpy. I'm way grumpier than I ever was. You know, I even start to give those grandma looks. I'm not a grandma yet. But you know how grandma used to give a look like she is completely disgusted with you? I'm starting to give those looks. I don't mean to. It just starts to happen. So, you know, a dog kind of brings you back to, you know, society going, oh, you know, we need to, you know, love again. But it's true. A lot of us get lonely. Again, but you have to be careful. A lot of people get a dog for an older individual, and then the older individual cannot take care of that dog. Or they trip on the dog. You know how many times I've tripped over my cats and dogs? So you got to be really, really careful when it comes to the type of pet you get. Dogs in rehab. They found that dogs, especially service dogs, are amazing when it comes to helping people with disabilities, you know, do everyday activities, etc. You know what I could use my dog for? Sometimes when I'm sitting on the toilet seat, my knees are stiff, I can't get off the toilet seat easy, I could lean on the dog, or what I could do is I could have the dog pull me off the toilet seat. You know, like a horse, you know, where you know, you kind of have the harness. Yeah, I could maybe harness the dog and have him pull me off the toilet seat because my knees are stiff in the morning. Of course, dogs increase your activity. Studies from the American Journal of Public Health and the American Journal of Preventive Medicine have shown that children with dogs spend more time doing moderate to vigorous activity than those that don't have dogs. And adults with dogs walk on average almost twice as much as adults without dogs. All right? Now, what about doctors? They say a national survey out of Australia found that dog and cat owners made fewer annual visits to the doctor. So I will make less money if you guys have a dog. Fine, by me. Get the damn dog. All right? Please. I'm fine with that. Okay? Because sometimes, you know, I need a break in my day. So if you're not coming in because you have a dog and you feel better, I'm happy. Remember, healthy patients make us doctors happy. They really, really do. Okay? So, that's an interesting study. So, was that 7? Did I give you guys 7? Is that enough? Okay. So, very, very important to have a dog or an animal, but make sure you take care of them, too, because dogs get sick. You know, we've talked about what to do if one of your animals dies. You know, I mean, for me, I just immediately go to the pound, and I rescue another animal. Because one, it makes you feel good that I'm doing something good, and two, I just don't like to be in an empty house. I need to know that I got dogs and cats there. That's just me. You know, I've lived alone, you know, growing up, you know, or not growing up, but, you know, after growing up, and I didn't like living alone. I feel very, very comfortable that my little Shake-A-Boo right here can protect Mama. Right, Shake-A-Boo? Oh, Shake-A-Boo doesn't give a damn. Shake-A-Boo! Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC DrDahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for unlimited access and unlimited free medical advice, well, I don't know if I want to say free because I need you guys to subscribe. Go to connectpal.com. Look up Dr. Dahlia. Subscribe to me. Unlimited access to me. All right, don't worry, I stay dressed, though. Unlimited access. Go to connectpal.com, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-PAL, P-A-L.com. ConnectPal. I don't know if you do www anymore. I always tell them to say www. It kind of sounds fun to say. Www. X is a hard one to say for me. X. Because you got to move your mouth on the W. W or something like that. See, A, I have to open my mouth widely. E, I. When you do the vowels, you have to open your mouth and go P. You got to use your lips a lot. If you go M, you got to move your mouth a lot. M is a tough one to say. Y, that's, I don't know, but W. I don't know. I move my mouth less with W. So, W. And D is very easy for me to say. In fact, you know, babies, when babies speak, they don't say mama first. They always say dada. Most babies will say dada. They don't say mama first. Although my son's first sound, the older one, was ma. When I pulled him out, I helped deliver my own baby. I pulled him out of my, you know, whatever. And he was ma, like that. I mean, it was probably just fluid, you know, in the mouth. But most kids, babies will say the D word before the M word or the pa. Ma is a much more difficult sound, and they have to be a little bit more advanced to be able to come up with that one. So usually, you know, everything like, da-da, and the moms are all upset, like, wait a second, I breastfed you, I changed your diaper, daddy doesn't do jack squat, and you're saying da-da, you know, and then we present the kid, and that's why the kid always goes to daddy. Hi, dad. Hi, dad. Love you, dad. Anyway, all right, next. Scientists detect early sign of pancreatic cancer. Good for them. This is exactly the type of research I want to see. All right? Researchers say they have identified a sign of early development of pancreatic cancer, which is a huge cause of cancer death. It usually pancreatic cancer doesn't get found until, you know, end stages. You know, we had said goodbye to Patrick Swayze, Steve Jobs. These are pancreatic cancer comes in many different forms, and unfortunately, it's usually lethal. The early sign is an increase in the level of certain amino acids. This has been reported by WebMD, and this occurs before patients develop symptoms and the disease is diagnosed. You usually doesn't get diagnosed until you have symptoms. We need to find it before you have symptoms because, remember, the pancreas is a very juicy organ. We talked about the juicies, didn't we? Well, it's very, very juicy. It has a lot of blood flow. It has a lot of ways for that cancer to spread, okay, as opposed to something a little bit more dry. So, juicy organ, you know, it can hide and do what it needs to, start spreading through the blood until it gets to the point where you start to feel it. Anyway, the finding came from analyses of blood samples of 1,500 people taking part in this huge study. And they found that higher levels of these branched chain amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, okay, were present in people who went on to develop pancreatic cancer compared to those who did not. Now, the length of time, they say, between having elevated levels of these types of amino acids and pancreatic cancer ranged anywhere from 2 years to 25 years. So, according to Dr. Wolpin, they said, these findings led us to hypothesize that the increase in branched-chain amino acids is due to the presence of an early pancreatic tumor. Good job. Just hypothesize your butt off. Further research showed that mice with newly formed pancreatic tumors had elevated blood levels of those branched-chain amino acids, according to the study. The study is published in the journal Nature Medicine. They said most people with pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, which is the most common form of it, are diagnosed after the disease has reached an advanced stage. So if you could detect it early, you could save lives. Now, who would I recommend of all of you guys to get checked? Okay, I would probably recommend those of you who have it in the family. That wouldn't hurt. I would probably recommend those of you to get this type of testing if it is eventually going to be mass available. Those where BRCA gene is in the family. Or if you guys don't know your BRCA gene status, you have a bunch of people in the family dying of breast cancer or ovarian cancer or prostate cancer, may not be a bad idea. Okay, well, that would already kind of increase the whole pool to a bunch of us. If you drink a lot of alcohol, you know what? If you have diabetes, I would probably do that too, because there's been a lot of flirtations with the idea that diabetics may be more prone to pancreatic cancer. So as far as I'm concerned, I would probably just say to everybody, you know, I know we're not going to be allowed to. I know Obamacare won't pay for it. But it's one of those things where, you know, maybe they'll offer a screen every couple years. I think that would be way cool. I would love that. Yeah, one of you asked, what are we going to die from if there's going to be all these tests? I don't know. Probably boredom. You know, we aren't going to know what to do with ourselves. We're still going to, no matter any advancements we have with cancer and finding things early, okay? You know, there's going to be a time limit. We may be living now in our, right now, our generation here, we may be living well into the 120s. They say there's supposed to be one of us alive right now who will be kept alive till 150. We are going to have that power, have that ability with God's blessing, of course. So I don't know how excited I am because I'm 43 and my knees and joints are shot. I couldn't even imagine going through another 107 years. But God willing, however long God wants me on this earth, I'll be here and I'll do the good work that he wants me to. Some of you are listening to my show going, well, when's the good work going to start? It'll start soon. All right, pediatricians are endorsing IUDs, intrauterine devices, and implants for teen birth control. Long-acting contraceptive devices should now be the quote-unquote first choice for teenage girls, according to new recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They say although most U.S. teens opt for condoms or birth control pills, other forms of contraception, like the implants or the IUDs, are much more reliable. And they should be the first-line choices, they say, for girls who do not want to be abstinent. Well, actually, nobody wants to be abstinent, but for those who choose not to be, we should say. Because, you know, it's kind of very, kind of an oxymoron, want to be abstinent. Nobody wants to. Anyway, the advice is in line with guidelines from other medical societies like the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. But experts say they hope the official recommendation to pediatricians will increase teenage girls' use of IUDs and implants. So everybody's pretty excited about that. Now, some of you are going to be like, wait a second, IUDs? Don't you have to have given birth to get an IUD? It may be easier for us to insert, and when I was in training, we only gave it to people, to women who were, already multiparous or somebody who had already given birth. But nowadays, no. They will put them in nulla gravida, people who have never been pregnant, because it kind of will release either copper or progesterone, et cetera, and prevent anything from implanting along the lining. Now, the contraceptive implant that goes under the skin also releases controlled amounts of progesterone. Things are safer now. These IUDs are safer. I remember in the olden days there were issues with traveling and infection. However, this is something I need to say. Okay, the reason why a lot of us doctors were not recommending in the past IUDs for sexually active kids, teenage girls, is because you do not want to have an IUD in there when you have a STD. So if you have a population that's very prone to sexually transmitted diseases, you put an IUD in there, now you're allowing a conduit for those STDs to climb up, get up into the uterus, and then wreak havoc, cause infection, possibly fertility issues. So, I understand trying to avoid teen pregnancy. When you put in the IUD, you don't have to remember to take the pill. That's cool. You don't have to remember, to change out the NuvaRing. But there could be some other problems. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
For virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.